Happy Sunday, everybody. How are you? Welcome in to week 6 of the NFL, and it is the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I am your host, Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt. We are on bettingpros.com, and this podcast is being brought to you by BetMGM. Alrighty, boys and girls. So I had a really good night, thanks to the Tampa Bay Rays. The pick sucked, but the Rays hit. So we got our both college football overs wrong. Duke should have covered, man. That sucked. That Duke game should have gone over, but didn't go over. A&M, I mean, Mississippi State sucks out loud. Boy, are they bad. But I thought the air raid might do something, and it did not. That's my bad read. But Alabama did what Alabama's supposed to do, and that's win and cover. So good on that. 1-2 on college football. We got the over right for Lopez versus Lomachenko. We'll get the Loma conversation here in just one second. I'll give you some reaction to what happened in that fight. But we had the under in Korean Zombie versus Brian Ortega. He looked, T-City looked great. He almost closed it out at the end of the second round. If he had closed it out there, our bet cashes. Unfortunately, it did not. So we got that wrong. And then the hedge bet on the Astros to win for one unit did not hit. But the plus 1,000, 10-1 bet comes through. And that's wonderful. And when you hit a big bet like that, I mean, it changes the week, it changes the month. And for me, at least, with this podcast, it put us up, we're now up 4 units since podcast began. So you hit a big bet like that, and all of a sudden, boom, you come right ahead, and you go from in the red to the black, and it's great. So that's kind of where we are here for the podcast. And like I mentioned, you know, down 2 units, up 4 units. It's going to fluctuate from time to time, but we're going after 53%, right? Having some fun, sweating games. And what's fun about the podcast right now on Twitter #DailyJuice. Maybe we'll start a Daily Juice Twitter account. I don't know. But #DailyJuice for now. And it is fun because a lot of you guys are new, and a lot of you guys are watching me kind of do this like celebration with Tampa, and you're like, what the hell? Why didn't I know about that bet? Well, the Tampa Bay Rays, I have to kind of go back and look at this. What number bet that was that for us in the history of the Daily Juice? Let me see here. So it was Tampa to win the American League was, I made it on the 21st of July. That's when we made that bet at plus 1,000. It was the only bet I made on that day, on July 21st. That was the second week of the podcast. So if you're curious about other, you know, what else I've got going on here, Titans over 9.5 wins, alternative at plus 155. That's still going. The Vegas Raiders to win over 7 games at plus 105. That is still going. But the big one, the Dodgers to win the World Series. So I'm just going to kick my heels up here. I'm going to let the Dodgers play Game 7 today and hopefully win and come back from a 3-1 deficit to take on the Rays in the World Series. And we will have called the World Series in July, which, look, I'm not the only one who have done that, right? I mean, it was a shortened season. It's not that hard. Dodgers are the best team. The Rays were built for the pandemic-type baseball season, but it's still fun. I mean, it's still like, that's cool that we did that. It's on record. It's on tape. You can go back and listen to it. So if you want to go back to the July 21st podcast, you can go back and listen to the logic I had as to why I was betting on the Rays to win the American League at plus 1,000. So it hit. It was beautiful. I loved it. It was money. So cool. All right, before I tell you about BetMGM, reminder on the live stream. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to get up a little early tomorrow morning, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to have I'm going to make picks for player props with numbers that are available right before we go live. One of the things I was talking to a couple people about the live stream, bettingpros.com, go subscribe right now because you get alerted and we'll go live tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, that a couple of you guys were like, well, it's great that you're making these plays, but like I'm listening and watching because I want to be able to make this play and the numbers moved. So you guys have said, hey, you like Derrick Henry's rushing totals and it's, you know, you played it at 95, Matt, but now it's 101. Do you still like it? And I agree. I mean, that's kind of counterproductive. So, like, I got a number that you can't get, so it's not really fair, right? Because so I'm going to try to wait, and I'm going to make the bets on Sunday morning. Normally, I'd make them right now. I'd make them on Saturday night. You get a better number doing it Saturday night, okay? But I'm coming in at 0.25 units like I always do now on my props. So I'm not committing too much money here. I'll have 4 to 5 props going, but I want the numbers available to you guys so you can bet them. So live stream tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Betting Pros YouTube channel. Go and subscribe, which, by the way, Dan Harris doesn't think we're going to get to 1,000. Him and I have been kind of going back and forth, and he's been razzing me a little bit, saying, you said you're going to get to 1,000, and we're at like 877 right now. Now, we're in the middle of the month, but he's kind of thinking that you guys aren't going to do it. So let's prove Mr. Harris wrong here, and let's get to 1,000, and let's get it to it this week, right? We're about 120 short. Let's get to 1,000 subs on YouTube. Not hard to do, I don't think, but Dan's been giving me some grief on that, saying, I thought you guys were gonna rise up. I thought this Daily Juice audience was going to come and get us to 1,000. Well, come on, guys. Don't make me look bad. Help me out here. Let's get to 1,000 subscribers for the Betting Pros YouTube channel, and I will talk to you in the morning, obviously, for all our player props and have some fun for Week 6 in the NFL. So before we get to the picks here for Week 6 in the NFL, let's tell you about BetMGM and the offer they've got going on right now for new users. Juice100 is the promo code you're going to use. Juice100. You're going to bet $1 on any game in the NFL. $1 any game in the NFL. You will win $100 in free bets if the team you bet on scores, or sorry, either team scores a touchdown. I should know this and know this every day. Either team scores a touchdown. Valid in New Jersey, Indiana, and West Virginia, plus Colorado. $1 bet, either team to win. If either team scores a touchdown, you win $100 in free bets from BetMGM with the promo code JUICE100. You're going to go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, and you must be physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9 with it in Indiana. All right, let's get to the picks. So here is an interesting week in the NFL. I have got 3 plays for you. I have got 2 totals, and I've got the teaser. Here comes the teaser, all right? We are 4-1 on the teaser. The Patriots, you can get a better number than I got, all right? I had the Patriots at 9. At last look, the Patriots were favored by 8 against the Denver Broncos. Some Denver money coming in. People think Denver's going to hang. I don't really see it personally, but they do. And so I have teased it down from 9 to 3. Patriots minus 3. You now can get the Patriots under 3, which is a key number. So I like this teaser even more right now than what I got it at. Patriots minus 2/3 is the first leg of the teaser. Cam Newton's back. Damian Harris is going to be a workhorse. This defense gets Stephon Gilmore back. No Melvin Gordon to run the football. No Noah Fant, the tight end for this Broncos team. And I'm not a big fan of Drew Lock. I haven't been a big fan of Drew Lock for a while. So a banged up Broncos team with COVID-19 problems running all over the place. Not good at all. Now, the other number I got, I took the Ravens 9.5 and I teased it down to 3.5. That, at the time of taping right now, that's the number, Ravens minus 9.5. This is going to be, I had Ariel Epstein on my show from Sports Grid, and you guys may follow her on Twitter. She's tremendous. And she and I were laughing because I gave her this teaser and she was like, yep, that's my teaser too. And I'm wondering how many other people in the world are going to have that teaser. That may be the most popular teaser of the entire weekend, but whatever. Patriots minus 3, okay? I got it, Pats minus 3. You can get Pats minus 2. And then the Ravens minus 3.5 against the Eagles is our teaser. We're 4-1 on that teaser. Taking good teams, not bad teams. We lost it last week. That was our first loss with it, but 4-1 on the teaser. Next, pick number 2. And so look it. There are 2 plays on Monday night that I'll tell you right now. I told you about the KC Chiefs on what, 2 days ago? I said take Kansas City because the number's going to move. And KC was 3.5, and now KC is 5. So sorry if you didn't jump on it, but I got KC minus 3.5 on Monday. And I think the Dallas and Arizona game, the over 55, I think is a really good bet. So I would make that now. So on Monday night, take the over Cardinals, Cowboys, Monday night. So I'm really giving you the plays on Monday already. And so basically Monday's podcast probably will be like a props podcast. But those two plays, Chiefs minus 3.5, it sucks that it's 5, but if it gets to 6, you may look to tease this game. But, you know, I don't tease through 0, but Chiefs minus 3.5, Cardinals, Cowboys over, right? Let's talk Packers and the Bucks. It's a pick 'em. This is the game. I've got this game circled. I cannot wait to watch this game. I think this is going to be an absolute joy to watch. So it's Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady. But in reality, it's not. It's these defenses against each other. And so I'm looking for Rodgers to be able to throw the football. And I think Aaron Jones, I think they're really going to key in on him. I think they're going to try to take him away as much as possible. And I know there's a lot of people who think Aaron Jones is going to have a big day. I don't know, to be honest. I could see him having a bigger day catching the football than I could see him having a big day running the football. But Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, with Devontae Adams coming back, I know that this receiving core is getting healthy for the Bucs. I get it. You're going to have Mike Evans. You're going to have Scooter Miller. You're going to have Chris Godwin back. But you don't have O.J. Howard. And I'm not sure they can really run the football either. There's just something up right now. I'm just not in love. And I've got a bet on Tampa to win a bunch of games, okay? I got them to win over 9 games. I just think when you look at Tampa Bay against this red-hot team, the defense is a touch underrated for Green Bay. And I know they're on the road. I just think you can't fade right now. I mean, 6.8 yards per play for Green Bay. I mean, they're completing 70% of their passes. I mean, are you serious? Like, it's incredible right now. But Green Bay's offense Green Bay's defense is okay. They can give up some yards here, and there's some, you know, real interesting power matchups between these two. But Green Bay's got the number one scoring offense in the NFL right now, and they're 445 yards of offense per game. They're number one in yards per play, the number one in points per play. I mean, this is an insane offense right now, and I just don't see Tampa stopping them. It's a pick. Just got to win the game. I think it's a back-and-forth battle. But Brady makes mistakes. Brady throws picks. And look, I'm just taking Green Bay. I think battle of coaches and battle of quarterbacks. Slight edge to Aaron Rodgers and a slight edge here to Matt LaFleur over Bruce Arians. I'm going Green Bay on a pick, okay? Next play, and this one is, I've got a couple of friends of mine who are telling me this is a bad play, like this is not where I should be going, but I'm doing it anyway. And personally, I like the Steelers laying 3.5 at home against the Cleveland Browns. I'm a Patriot fan, all right? So as a Patriot fan, there are some historical numbers. There are some times where I'm going to look and say, you know what? Historically speaking, Cleveland never wins at Heinz Field. This is a Steelers team that is really good defensively. And I don't think Baker Mayfield throws all that well on the run when he's being pressured. He looks okay when he's rolling out. When they have designed rollouts, when Kevin Stefanski's got him on the edge, that's where he throws the ball really well. But when he's being pressured, when it's not supposed to be a designed rollout and he is pressured, and right now nobody is pressuring the quarterback better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they run the ball. I know Kareem Hunt is, everyone's saying, look, Kareem Hunt, big game. Maybe, okay, maybe Kareem Hunt has a big game, but and OBJ's playing because of the COVID concerns. He's clean. He's just got an illness. I think this could be a high-scoring game, but I'm going to take history here. And history tells me that the Pittsburgh Steelers win these games because of their defense, and Cleveland makes mistakes late. Turnovers late, Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh covers at 3.5. All right? Got two games that I'm taking for the over. Let's talk about Chicago and Carolina. I want to bet Carolina here, but Carolina is quickly becoming my Houston Texans, where I'm doing just a horrible job when it comes to picking their games. But 44 is one of those numbers that is just low in today's NFL. So Carolina, offensively, 24 points a game, 6.2 yards per game. Teddy Bridgewater's been pretty darn good. And it is remarkable to look at this Carolina team. They have covered their last three games. They are 3-0 against the spread against the Chargers, the Cardinals, and the Falcons. And you might say, Matt, those teams aren't good. But you know what? The Chicago Bears are the most overrated 4-1 football team in the NFL maybe ever. And they're 3-2 against the spread, right? So they covered against Tampa. They've got kind of the extra layoff time, if you will. But do I think Nick Foles is going to put up a bunch of numbers? I don't know. I mean, I don't think Carolina's defense is all that good. So they'll probably move the football here a little bit. And I think from a total perspective, I just think this is a team in the Bears that will score enough. The under is hit in the last two games against Indianapolis and against Tampa. But this game now is on the road. It's at Carolina. And the under has come in here, but 52.5 in the game against Arizona, 53.5 in the game against Atlanta here. And, I mean, mostly these games for them are coming in. You know, the Carolina, I just think they're going to score. I do. I think they're going to score 20, 24 points, and Chicago's going to be right there with them. I think 44 is just a really low number in today's NFL, so I'm playing over 44.5 for Chicago and Carolina. And the same thing comes down to the Patriots here in the Broncos. 44.5 is just too low. I think the Patriots are going to score a lot against Denver. I think they're going to run the ball a lot, but I think they're going to really do a good job with Cam Newton coming back. I think their offense is going to put up some numbers, and I think they're going to run the ball a ton here against Denver. And Denver's banged up, man. I mean, the Patriots took on the KC Chiefs, the under hit last week, the last game that they played. They've been off for 2 weeks, so they're rested. Before that, the over against Seattle and the over against Vegas both hit. The over against the Jets last week for Denver, 2 weeks ago for Denver, hit against the Jets. The over didn't hit against Tampa, but it hit against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Patriots defense is good, but I mean, Philip Lindsay, I think, is going to have a really big day. I mean, I'll kind of tip my cap a little bit on some of the prop bets I like. I think Philip Lindsay is going to have a big day running the football for the Denver Broncos. Patriots rush defense is not that great. They're very good at pass defense, but they're not that great at rush defense. So to me, I think that's a possibility that they'll run the ball a bunch and you can pick up some big yardage. And, you know, that's a potential. The Patriots are, you know, giving up right now 4.4 yards per rush. That's, you know, middle of the pack towards the bottom of the league. That's not that great. Denver's not running the ball, as well as they have in the past, but I think against the Patriots, they'll have some chances to do that. In particular, you don't want to get Drew Lock hurt. So he's coming back off of an injury. So we're going over with the Patriots and the Broncos. Okay. So my plays, I got five plays going here for Sunday. Two plays I gave you for Monday, but the Sunday plays are Packers pick 'em, Steelers -3.5, Chicago Carolina over 44.5, Pats Broncos over 44.5, and the teaser is Patriots -3, can be -2 as well, and the Ravens -3.5 is our two leg teaser at -140 that we do each and every week here on the Daily Juice. We're 4-1 so far on those teasers. Okay, reminder, live stream begins at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time off of the Betting Pros YouTube channel. Go subscribe, be there. We'll talk props. We will talk a ton of information, line movements, injury reports, and whatnot. I'll answer as many questions as I can as we go live, as we do each and every week, every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 8 a.m. or 11 a.m. in the morning, 8 a.m. Pacific time for 1 hour off the Betting Pros YouTube channel. My name is Matt Perrault. Best of luck. Appreciate you guys listening. Follow me on Twitter, @SportsTalkMatt. I'll talk to you for the live stream and for the Monday edition of the Daily Juice podcast presented by BetMGM off of BettingPros.com.